humility and unwavering commitment to dialogues, justice and national unity. Meanwhile, the Council of Churches in Zambia General Secretary Reverend Canon James Pini said Archbishop Mpundi's courageous voice on matters of governance, justice, peace and national unity earned him deep respect across denominational and societal lines. And the Eastern Province Council Alliance Chairperson Maxon Nkrumah said Archbishop Mpundi would be remembered as a man who spoke truth without fear and dedicated his life to promoting justice, democracy and human dignity.
Zambia has lost a strong moral voice and a courageous leader who stood for the truth, accountability and the protection of the oppressed. His death comes at a time when Mother Zambia needed his wisdom and guidance the most, especially as the nation approaches the important 2026 general election. Archbishop Mpundi will be remembered as a man who spoke truth without fear and dedicated his life to promoting justice, democracy and human dignity.
The Civil Society Election Integrity Forum of Zambia has urged all political parties, candidates and stakeholders to respect the Electoral Commission of Zambia, saying this is essential for credible elections. Forum Chairperson Solomon Goma said no political party or candidate should participate in elections while at the same time insulting or undermining the commission and managing the process. He said ECZ commissioners are not political cadres, but officials appointed to safeguard and manage the integrity of the electoral process. Ms. Ngoma has appealed to all political parties to promote peace and unity during campaigns, saying elections should not cause division or conflict, but should instead give citizens an opportunity to choose their leaders in a peaceful and respectful environment.
We further remind international observers to prepare for false information, which has become common in Zambia. Observers should always verify information with the right authorities, civil society organizations, and other credible election stakeholders before making conclusions. Their reports must be based on facts, not on disinformation. As civil society election integrity forum, we would like to appeal to all political parties to promote peace and unity during their campaigns. Elections should not divide us or cause conflict, but should give citizens a chance to choose their leaders in a peaceful and respected environment. We wish all political parties and all candidates success as they engage with voters. We encourage them to do so in a way that honors Zambia's democracy.
Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has called for increased investment in value addition among smallholder farmers, warning that limited processing capacity continues to undermine rural incomes and agricultural growth in the country. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Bulaya said many small-scale farmers remain heavily dependent on the sale of raw commodities, particularly maize and rice, despite improved market opportunities and higher prices offered by the Food Reserve Agency. He said initiatives such as the Capital Fertilizer Program, which promotes community-level milling and purchasing of ready meal and rice, should be expanded to help farmers move up the value chain. Dr. Bulaya has noted that a lack of innovation skills and access to technology continues to limit the full benefits of such programs.
And the Capital Fertilizer Initiative of this innovation of providing, you know, a component of value addition to farmers where they can grind processing rice, I think this is a noble cause that needs to be supported. Many organizations, you know, have come through the name of smallholder farmers, but we've seen some of these innovations smallholder farmers failing to tap into them because of lack of resources, lack of money, lack of technological know-how to avail themselves to benefit from.
The government has commissioned over 12.8 million kwacha worth of constituency development fund CDS projects and handed over 5,586 million kwacha empowerment grants to 301 organized groups in Wanse district of Wapula province. Speaking during the handover and commissioning ceremony yesterday, Wapula province permanent secretary Prudence Kangwa said the projects demonstrate government's commitment to taking development closer to the people. Mrs. Kangwa, whose speech was delivered by acting permanent secretary Ivan Sikavuva, said the projects are improving access to education, healthcare, clean water, sanitation and security services in communities. And Mwense District Commissioner Happy Stone Mwape said the empowerment grant reflects government's confidence in youth, women and community groups as drivers of economic growth and national development. This is according to a statement issued by the Pula Provincial Administration Public Relations Unit.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Zambia Sugar says the $76 million US at Waza Buka project is on course for completion and commissioning in August 2027. Company Managing Director Ozo Mabrenzi said the state-of-the-art warehousing and packaging facility will enable the company will enable the company to maintain a 12-month product cover, improve product safety, as well as meet a high market product demand. Speaking in the presence of ABF Sugar Chief Executive Officer Paul Kenward, following a tour of the construction site at the estate in Mazabuka, Mr. Magwenji said the project's two-phase economic impact is already benefiting the local economy.
We're very proud that the project has been done by Samsung, which is the government company. So you can imagine the market investment that is being done by a government company. We are supporting a local net contract. Secondly, there is employment during construction. All the people that are involved in the site now, people that are working there, those are jobs that have come as a result of the project. There's also with many contractors that are working here who are subcontracted to do the project.
Meanwhile, Mr. Kenward expressed happiness with how quickly progress is being made under the Kwaza Buka project.
We went out to see some of our agriculture work, some of the work we've been doing on irrigation and drainage, and then we went to the site of the new project. And it's amazing to watch how quickly that is going, because it takes a little while to get the cement and the foundations done, and that's largely done now, so the steel is going up, and that gets bolted together very quickly. So you'll see real progress now over the next few months.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
A 38-year-old man has been killed by a 13-foot great white shark in Western Australia. The man was bitten just before 10 hours today at Horseshoe Reef, northwest of the popular Rocknest Island near the city of Perth, local police said. Local media EABC reported that aerial footage showed the man being rushed to shore by boats where paramedics and police performed CPR at the Geordie Bay jetty. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Donald Trump has announced that U.S. and Nigerian armed forces have killed a senior Islamic State commander in a joint operation in Nigeria. He said Abu Bilal al-Maliki was the group's global second-in-command. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu said earlier intelligence confirmed his death at his compound. Taiwan's president has pressed the case for U.S. armed supplies just hours after President Trump said he hadn't decided whether to proceed with a major weapon sale to the island. The comments follow a summit between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, in which the Chinese leader warned that mishandling the Taiwan issue could lead to direct conflict. The Israeli military has issued another order for residents in a number of towns in South Lebanon to evacuate ahead of renewed strikes against what the IDF says are Hezbollah targets. Earlier, the health ministry said Israel struck an emergency response center in the south. An appeals court in Norway has rejected a demand from Greece to extradite a man involved in assisting refugees. This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
In sports news, attention in the MTN Super League shifts to a crucial week, a 33 fixture this afternoon.
as Zesco United take on Cabaret Warriors at Freely Stadium in Cabaret. The encounter set